Life Balance Check, Part 2, Health, by Peter Amsterdam.
Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. 3 John 2. Our bodies are an amazing gift from God, and it is our duty to take care of them. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are not our own. In respecting and taking care of our bodies, we are respecting God. Honoring God's laws of health puts us in the best position to be healthy, mobile, active, and live a vibrant life as we seek to fulfill God's plan for our lives. As Parker Palmer wrote, "Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer others. Anytime we can give it the care it requires, we do it not only for ourselves, but for the many others whose lives we touch." Highlights from Effortless Healing. From time to time, I come across an article or a book that brings new insight and gives me a boost of encouragement or some new information regarding health, which results in renewed motivation. One such book that was recommended to me is Effortless Healing, 9 Simple Ways to Sidestep Illness, Shed Excess Weight, and Help Your Body Fix Itself, by Dr. Joseph Mercola, a New York Times best-selling author. The beauty of this book is its simplicity. It feels doable. It provides information that is simple, affordable, and easy to put into practice. Mercola lists 9 main health-supporting categories that he suggests are helpful to maintaining good health. The categories are 1. Drink plenty of pure water. 2. Eat lots of vegetables. 3. Burn fat for fuel. Add healthy fats to your diet, such as coconut oil, olive oil, butter, eggs, avocados, and nuts. 4. Exercise. 5. Get sun for sufficient vitamin D. 6. Maintain your gut flora to protect your immune system. Take probiotics or eat fermented foods. 7. Get sufficient sleep. 8. Discharge negative energy in your body by going barefoot on the earth, grounding for about 20 minutes a day. 9. Avoid unhealthy health foods, such things as sugar-filled yogurt, boxed cereals, sports drinks, etc. Obviously, this is not the all-in-all about health, and there are other good resources, but this information is basic and not overwhelming. Dr. Mercola's point of view is that these are key focuses for good health. Of course, there are many schools of thought concerning health and diet, but I found Dr. Mercola's key points beneficial. They gave me a starting point, and I have benefited by focusing on the ones that I have been most in need of. Good night, sleep tight. I want to elaborate a bit on sleep. In the past, I struggled to get enough sleep. I was often exhausted throughout the day, which was likely due to my not allowing enough time for sleep. The following comments from Arianna Huffington rang true to me. She wrote this after she had collapsed from exhaustion, a fall that resulted in a broken cheekbone. "We live under this collective delusion that sleep is optional, and that people are busy and have important things to do, and that sleep is something that we can basically shortchange ourselves of. It's a little bit like going back into the 1950s and people believing that smoking is glamorous, and you had doctors advertising cigarettes on television. Sleep deprivation is the new smoking, affecting our health, affecting our productivity, and affecting our happiness. I remember all the times I've been jet-lagged and sleep-deprived, and it's hard to bring joy to your life. It's hard to be grateful. It's hard to enjoy what you're doing. That, on top of the health problems and the productivity problems, means that we really need to course-correct both as individuals and as a culture." Charles Siesler, a sleep specialist, agrees. Missing a night's sleep degrades our neurobehavioral performance, that is, our mental acuity, by the equivalent to being legally drunk, he says. And he warns, this doesn't only apply if you miss one night's sleep completely. You'll see similar effects if you simply sleep too little each night over time. Don't be afraid of the doctor. At different times in your life, you may need medical attention. And if you have a health condition that requires medical care or ongoing treatment or preventative treatment, it's important to invest the time, attention, and finances needed to take care of it rather than dismissing it. Some of us might need to reevaluate our reluctance to see a doctor and to take on a more positive view of the help they can give. We should also be careful about self-diagnosis. A health problem might be something simple, or it could be something serious that needs attention. Therefore, it's recommended to get regular medical checkups. While going to the doctor's office in order to get an overall health check isn't my favorite activity, I've made a point to try to get a yearly checkup, and doing so has been helpful. It's generally better for doctors to find that you have a medical issue at an early stage, and having yearly checkups can facilitate that. Generally speaking, men in particular don't like to go to the doctor. USA Today reports, a tight schedule, ignorance is bliss, uncomfortable physical exams. According to a survey commissioned by Orlando Health, those are the top three reasons why men don't go to the doctor. Anna Almendrala reports, a new online survey commissioned by the Orlando Health Hospital System hints at why men may be so reluctant to see doctors. According to the survey results, a mix of busyness, fear, shame, and discomfort kept them out of the doctor's office. Guys, if you are reluctant to have medical checkups, you should ask the Lord to help you to get over your reluctance. And that goes for any of you women who may be avoiding trips to the doctor as well. Having a yearly exam with basic blood work that shows where you stand with the most important health markers, such as blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, etc., is very helpful and can either show that all is well or can help you catch a health problem before it becomes serious. The Heavenly Perspective. Now, no matter how well we take care of our bodies, we are, of course, all going to die. The goal is to live our lives as best we can in obedience to God's word and practical health guidelines for as long as the Lord wills. When it comes our time to pass on to the next world, I'm sure we will all want to do so knowing that, to the best of our ability, we took care of God's gift to us, our body. Here's a relevant excerpt on this topic. In Psalm 39, David prays, O Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. From his wise prayer, we learn the following. 1. We do not know the brevity of life. Most of us think we have more time than we do. We are seldom ready for the end to come. Maybe next week or next month, but not today. 2. Only God can reveal the shortness of life to us in a convincing way. This is why David makes this a prayer rather than an observation. 3. If we do not ask God to impress on us the brevity of our lives, we will waste our days. If we do, we will value our time with urgency. After asking God to help him understand the brevity of his life, David prayed, I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. His admission calls to mind an old Jewish parable. A famous rabbi lived very simply, inhabiting a small hut with only a cot, desk, chair, and lamp for furnishings. An American tourist came to visit the rabbi and commented on his sparse lifestyle. The rabbi replied to the tourist, I don't see many possessions with you today. The tourist explained, but I'm only passing through. The rabbi said, so am I. Lord, help each of us to take good care of our bodies as we pass through this life on our way to the next. May we be faithful and diligent to do so by God's grace.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.